On a rainy April evening, 24-year-old Duan T. Tran is driving across on Alaska to pick up a clothing donation at a local liquor store. The clothes are for her charity, Thread by Thread, which started as part of her run for Miss Alaska.
So the idea kind of came about when we were thinking of things that I've done in the past. Clothing drives were one. We, of course, thought about the name and the concept and our childhood. Way we live now, and it seemed very fitting.
For the past several weeks, Tran's sent hundreds of clothing items to shelters and villages across the state, from Little Diomede and Tuxuk Bay to Anchorage and Wasilla. Today, she's getting some men's clothes from her friend Glenn.
Oh my gosh,
lots
new
of
shirts!
Shirts and,
yeah,
yep.
And a sweater. That'd be great. I mean,
yep.
Glenn isn't the first local to donate to Tran's charity. In fact, if you live in Unalaska, you've probably heard by now that this small town will have a face in the state pageant. And that's not all that common. Most Miss Alaska contestants hail from Anchorage or Fairbanks. Alaska has an open pageant, though, which means you don't have to win a more local competition to qualify for the state. Tran's competed in pageants before, while away at school in more populous parts of Alaska, but Unalaska was her home long before that. At the restaurant in Unalaska's Tom Madsen Airport, Tran is clearing tables. It's a force of habit. Her parents have owned this place since they came here from Vietnam in 2002.
Their work ethic has really helped me. They've trained me mentally for that in the world. And then having the chance to go to school, meet people, I feel like I've just... It's all come almost full circle and brought me where I am now.
Tran was in middle school when she first moved here. Her family started out in a cramped bunkhouse without many comforts. At first, it was hard to find her place. She went on to school at Mount Edgecombe in Sitka and the University of Alaska Anchorage. She later worked in State Representative Bob Herron's Unalaska office and now for the Kawalungan tribe. She also helps out at her family's new seafood plant. Tran also sits on the City Planning Commission and hasn't ruled out a future in politics. Behind all that, she says, is her family history.
Because of that, I will try my best to do everything that I can do. Because there's a chance. I mean, it's not like that in my parents' home country. It wasn't like that for them growing up. And recognizing that has really, really influenced my decisions and actions.
And it's also part of why Thread by Thread is her pageant focus.
It really speaks to me and from where I am, because we are out here kind of in the Aleutian chain where sometimes resources aren't readily available.
At home, she says the quality of life has gotten better since she was young, but she knows it's not like that all around the state. She's hoping to put those rural issues in the pageant spotlight and remind the audience that Alaska is bigger than just Anchorage. For now, though, she's getting ready for the actual event, which is at UAA on May 30th. She's been practicing her talent, singing, and getting ready to answer questions about her cause.
For me, I'm really just focused on being a better me. That's all you can do. It's going to be fun. It's going to be kind of nerve-wracking, but you just do your best.
One thing's for sure, Tran's got plenty of local support from the big companies in town, small businesses, and friends. Her online fundraising effort has brought in nearly $7,000 in 2 months. The money goes toward other pageant charities, Tran's travel expenses, and shipping costs for Thread by Thread. And there are more than enough threads waiting to be shipped out. Tran keeps her inventory in her laundry room at home, piles of bags stuffed with colorful baby clothes and warm jackets.
Just sorted from sizes. This is kind of the toddler sizes right here. 4, 5, 6 for girls.
Tran's proud of what she's donated around the state, but she wants the charity to keep its Unalaska roots too, helping more local families and growing beyond Miss Alaska.
Thread by Thread, this is us at our beginning, and my hope is to create this into a nonprofit somehow. But a lot of strategic planning will have to go into that, most likely after the pageant.
Until then, Tran will be getting ready at home and flying in and out to attend pageant rehearsals in Anchorage. She's planning on picking up some more donations while she's there. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.